We are learning Maseches Baba Metzia, Daf Hei Amud Beis, and we're beginning like 5 lines from the top by the 2 dots. We had in our Mishnah 2 people oichsim a talis, 2 people grabbing a talis, coming to Bezdin, and the halacha is they each make a shvua and they split it. Now, what type of shvua do they make? The Mishnah says they make a shvua. Each makes a shvua. They ought to have less than half. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Zay yishava she'en leibay pachas mechetzia, v'zay yishava she'en leibay pachas mechetzia, which means each one swears ought to have less than half. The Gemara is very bothered by the shvua. You're trying to make a shvua that he has at least half of it, right? So are the islay mishtaba or are the less islay mishtaba? Is he swearing what he does have or he doesn't have? What the Gemara means to ask, Rashi explains, is that here, if the guy is making a shvua like this, that I'm swearing I don't have less than half, it's very possible he has nothing. And he's still saying the truth. I promise you, I don't have less than half. You know why? Because I have nothing. If you say, I'm swearing I don't have less than half, which, basically, if you have only a third, then that would be a good shvua. He really only has a third. He's claiming he has everything, he only has a third. So he's saying, I'm swearing I don't have less than half. That's a lie, because he has a third. But if he has nothing, he doesn't have less than half. He has nothing. He doesn't have less than half. He has nothing. So you're still helping out the Rama here by making the shvua. Let me ask something. Let's say I don't own this Gemara at all. So I swear I don't have less than half of this Gemara. It's true. I don't have less than half. I don't have less than half would mean I have 49%, 48%, 46%, 3%. I don't have. I promise I don't have less than half. I don't have. It's not mine. I don't have less than half. So you're setting up the Rama to make a good shvua. You know what you should have said? I have at least half. That's what you should have made the shvua. That's what you should have said. Al de istay mishtabda or less than mishtabda. It's a pella. Omar Avuno, you're right. You have to tweak the shvua. To Omar, shvua shiyasli ba. He first says, shvua, I have something. Ve'enli yepachas b'chetzia. And I don't have less than half. So, Freyti Gemara, why do we have to be so fancy? Why don't you say, he's tiny to all his, let him make a shvua, it's mine. Ve'ema, shvua, shakur, shali. Let him make a shvua that the whole thing is mine. The Gemara says, you can't say that. Why? Since Bezdin is splitting it, so it doesn't look good if he swears that half is his, that the whole thing is his, and you only give him half, that doesn't look good for Bezdin. Like Rashi says, Harilaz lebezdin ma'acha shakula shaloi, vehina omru yachloiku. If he's swearing that everything's his and then we do yachloiku, it doesn't look good. Therefore, we want him to say like this: he shua, I have something and I don't have less than half. And now he can't make a shtick anymore. He's saying, I have something, I don't have less than half. Oh, Bambakash is asking. That's Tysus, third Tysus on top. The name is shua kula shali, lerabbanon de bananas paruch. What Mordechai is asking is, bananas says that you can make a shvua when, for sure, one of them is saying a shvua shav. So here, of course, you can't say each one kula shali, because one of them sure is lying. So the Gemara's cash is going to Rabbanon, who does say that you can make the shvua, and therefore, the Rabbanon, the ben nanas parak, lechayish a shvua shav, that's the Gemara's cash. And the Gemara's teretz is, since you're not doing it, so therefore, you can't make that shvua. Let's read inside. The name of shvua is kula shali, but you have even kula. For even on cash, the name of shvua shchetz. So he's wanting to say straight that I make a shua, half is mine. So the Gemara, no, it's marley de bure. That also is not good. Why? Because he is saying, I own the whole thing. And now, to make him make a shua on half, that's like making him look bad. He's saying everything is his. Now he's saying half is his? The whole thing's yours. Therefore you say, I have at least half. And this is what you're saying, about that, everything's mine, at least half. Very Gemara weiter. Hashtag I'm marley de bure. So Gemara says, no. Domar, he says, coolishly, the whole thing's mine. Will devrechem and lefi what you want from me shvua shiyesh li ba ve'en li ba pachas v'chetzia, that it says really the whole thing is mine, and but I'm making a shvua that I have part of it and I don't have less than half. So upon him, now we got clear what the shvua is and what the reason for the shvua is, but lot is missing in the Mishnah, because here we're saying the guy's claiming stole kulish li and I'm making a shvua I have something in it but I don't have less than half. So the Gemara weiter. A question that we learned about already. Since each one's holding half, so shvuz ulam, why need a shvuz? Just split it. Each guy owns half. Finish. Om Rav Yechana, and you're right. The whole shvuz is the Rabbanon. Shvuz utakonas chacham hi. So you kolecha ve'achol helv tekev talish chaveri. We don't want everyone running to and grabbing his other person's stuff and saying v'amash lihu. Therefore, we made a shvuz. Faking our akasha, which we've been talking about in the Derek Aga for a while, now we'll get right into it. The kasha is like this. These shuas are here for what reason? To deter the person from stealing. That means we are worried about a ganav, and we're saying, you know how to take care of a ganav? Making a shvua. It makes no sense. If you're worried about him, so what would help telling him he has to make a shvua? He doesn't care about shvua either. It's like telling a guy who's eating a treif to make a bracha. Like, he doesn't care about a Yiddish guy. He's stealing. So if he's stealing, why do you think he cares about a shvua? What's that going to help? That's the kasha. What is that going to help? No, we don't say that. We don't say what's the reason? So Rashi says the reason is the chomer hula inchi is the shvua misa gzela. People are not so machmir on gzela. We know the Mishnah says in Masechet Kedushin rubam begezel. Most people are begezel. That means people take gezel lightly. And not only that, shvua is very scary. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, nearer the high time, or Tosfos demands the chashid, nearer the high time, the shvua chamura, the isa beyuma of a shvuas, sha'olam nizdaza, the world shook, al loy sisa. So people are very scared when it comes to heebie-jeebie things, like a shvua, even the ganavim are scared of that. And therefore, by making a shvua on someone, that's more chomer to the person, and he'll never make a shvua shekeh, and therefore it is good deterrent to stop the ganavim. That's the Gemara's answer. Lo yimim yuchash v'rachash v'asa. Now the Gemara is going to rayas to this thing. Who said it's true? Who said we say that shvua is more chomer? Dilo teima achi, haidom rachmona. The Torah says, moin miksatani shava. That the money makes a shvua. Name migud chashav money chashav asa. Here we're talking about a guy who's a time in it. Then we're chashav him. Maybe he's lying. So he make a shvua. Why don't we say if he's chashav that he's lying and he's stealing the halva? So then shvua won't help either. So it's a raya. You don't say migud chashav money chashav asa. No, it's not a raya because there he's not a regular ganav. Hashtam is the mutik amashtamalei. There he's just trying to push it off. He's not really lying. Not really trying to steal. Trying to steal means he's trying to take away money from someone. Here, by Mahalva, he's not trying to take money from someone. He is trying to push it down the road. Because the rabbi, like rabbi said, that it's too much to come to Teida, domar of idi ba'ovin, domar of chisto, ha koifer b'milva, kosh le'edis. Even kosh le'edis. A ganav is not kosh le'edis. But it says someone's koifer b'milva, it's kosh le'edis. Pepekodim posh le'edis. By pekodim posh le'edis, because there, if you have it in your possession, how can you claim you don't have it? That's a ganav. But a koifer b'milva is kosh le'edis is not... He's not a gazlan. Why? Because he's just pushing it down the road. So therefore, it's not a raya from the Torah. It's chayev shua moida mixa. It's not a raya that migud chasha moida loy chasha shvasa. Because there, he's not a chasha at all. He's not a chasha to be a ganav at all. Right? The Gemara. Allah Torah Ramachama Arba Hashem Mitzuchim Kfiron Bemixas Vaydam Mixas. We just said before in Amud Aleph, the Ramachama says the four shem you need a kfir mixas, vaydam mixas, shem mechinam, vahashoyel nesach vahaseicher. So there, we just finished saying now, Kofi Pekadon is Pasch Leidus, right? So Nebu Migo de Chasha Mane Chasha Shvasa. Why don't we say Chasha Mane Chasha Shvasa? Elamai, it's a Raya. You don't say Chasha Mane Chasha Shvasa, because there is a Pekadon. So Chari, it's a Raya. They don't say Migo de Chasha Mane Chasha Shvasa, because there, it's a Pekadon, and there you should be Pasch Leidus. So Gemara, Hasanami is Tumutika Meshtamit. There also, the case was that it got lost, or it got stolen, and it was Pshia, and he plans on paying it up, but he doesn't have the money right now. Or he feels he'll find it. I'm going to find it still. It was stolen. I'm going to find it. There was a pshia. I know it was stolen. I'll get it back. And now it got lost. He says, you know what? I'm going to look for it still. That's why he's saying it's kofer v'kadin. My sinle. He says, I'm going to find it. My sinle. So the more answer is, that's not right from Rav Chama either, because there it's possible by v'kadin. He's also stumutik amashtamit. If that's the case, so then, if the stumut is talking about pekadon, so why posleidus? Hiachi, hakoyf pekadon, my posleidus. We just finished saying is that a milva is posleidus. Why he's pushing it off? Mashing him pekadon is not pushing it off. We just finished saying pekadon is possible to push it off because he wants to look for it. Hiachi, hakoyf pekadon, my posleidus. Neimar stumut kamash tamit, and he's pushing it off. So I the bechashta until I look for the mishkan and I find it. So Moses says, you're right. When did I say a koyfer b'kadon posleidus? Ki amrinan a koyfer b'kadon posleidus. Going to osu sadi, edim kain, vasidu bay, and they said edus that he shaita when he was saying he doesn't have any b'kadon, that he shaita iso le b'kadon bebeise v'have yada. It was in his house and he knew about it. Inami davnokal v'yada, or it was in his hands when he said that, and therefore that's why there he's a posleidus because he's a confirmed gazlin because he's holding on to it. What?
Nothing to do with
what? Edom.
Everything he has in his house.
Okay, what?
Edom saying he has it in his house.
But not the two Mishmuel, the other half. Not the part that the Edom is saying. The Edom is saying there's not that there is partial. Mm-hmm. On something else. On something else, talking about not this shul. On something else, is he considered a gazlan, his partial Edom, so actually handling the partial Edom and handling a shul, like every something else. Like every Ramacham, the case was the part that was a Geneva there, that is claiming he never had it, whatever, he says, Shtemute, whatever. In every case, if that happened the case, no one ever said it against Edis, no. Just that's the case, that was the part, the Haidah part, let's say, in Rukhiyah's case, or anything the Edim say on him, that's the case of Apostle Edis. So Akapon, we're still learning the Sugya of Miyu Chashma Chashma. What's the Kashma Maishi?
He wasn't meaning Inami.
There's two cases, there's Geneva and Aveda, right? If it's stolen, the case is that if it was stolen by Pshia, the case is he says, I'm going to find the Ganim. That's what he's pushing it down the line. He really wants to say that he did a Pshia, but he says, you know what, I'm going to find it still. In the case of Aveda was, it got stolen, it got lost by Aveda. He was chapping a nap. While he was learning, he fell asleep, and also the behemoth left. He wakes up, oh, where's the behemoth? So he's really chayiv. He says, you know what, I'm going to find it. I know where it is. I know he likes going down to Mike's to eat the chicken, so he's going to go find it. He's going to find the behemoth by Mike's chicken or something like that. Whatever the case is, he's going to look for it. So that's what it means. One's Gneva, one's Aveda, if that was the question. So what? Gneva Aveda. No, Gneva Aveda. We're talking about Pekalin. Gneva va Aveda. By Pekalin. Pekalin is a shomer. Gneva va Aveda. One says he'll look for the Gneva, one says he'll look for the Aveda. So tomorrow, Vayit Elam Adam Rahuna, Mashpina, he says, Shvua Shem Shusha. Still in the middle of a sugya, Amigu Chashar Amayna Chashar Shvuasa. We'll bring a rise to this. So Rahuna says, you know, in a case where you go over to Shem, he says, where's my behema? He says, oh yeah, you're right, the guy lost here, I'm paying you for it. You give him the money for it. So that sounds like a big tzaddik, right? The story's over. Rav Huna says, no, we're missing something. He still thinks a shvua. He had to think a shvua in a b'shusha, because it's very possible he loved that behemah, and he decided, you know what, he'll take it, he'll keep it, he'll pay for it. Great idea. They are lucky they have to make a shvua. So Allah Adam Rav Huna, Mashpino is a shvua in a b'shusha. You have to make a shvua in a b'shusha. Why don't you say over there, if you choshed him, he's a ganev, name him, he'll choshed 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 him, he'll. So we know they're all 6 days to mutig mashdamet. Hashem nami meir of Amar. Look at it. Look, I'm not a ganav. Dami kayavinale. I'm giving money for it. So I'm not a ganav. So that's why it's not a raya there. The miul chashem money chloy chashem shvasa. Only of Acham. This is a ravina. What do you mean he's giving money for it? But ka'ava alav loy sachmoid. What the Gemara is saying is the issa loy sachmoid is even if I pay for it, but I force you to take money for me. That's the case of issa loy sachmoid alav. So he is a ganav. He's over loy sachmoid. People think loisachmai means that I take it without any money. That's what it means. That I take it without any money, that's the isser of loisachmai. So here, he thinks he's not doing an isser. I'm paying for it. I loisachmai, it's not without money. Oh, good kasha. I'm not asking a bomba kasha, he's asking. L'chera, that's geneva. What do you mean? That's not loisachmai, that's geneva. That's a bomba kasha. Tais has the kasha. Look at Tais to loidami. Fake Tais and Taima. Typically, Maloy Sigzal. It's Maloy Sigzal then, he's taking out money. What's Maloy Sigzal? The guy thinks like Sachmoy, that's like Sigzal. This Ganev is not only a Talmud Chacham, he's a Lamdan also. And he says that Lechaira, it's two Lavim. You know, Gemara says a lot of times two Lavim. Two Lavim, Maloy Sachmoy, Maloy Sigzal. Because it makes no sense. Maloy Sigzal, no. That's what he thinks. So therefore, it's Tumutu Kamashtam. That's what's going on over here. So back to the Gemara, Kasha, that Lechaira, Huna says, make a Shusha, and a Shusha, he's Chasha Ramayna. So no, he's not chayshav moina. He's paying for it. He thinks it's not an issa. So tomorrow, vaytav elo damar Rav Nachman, Mashvin oisay shvuas heses say the same thing. Name mil chayshav moina chayshav shvasa. Rav Nachman says every time a guy is koyfa koil, he says I don't know anything. He makes shvuas heses. Why don't you say mil chayshav moina chayshav shvasa? Elamai tiraya. You don't say this, and he have no answer. V'su ha'otoni Rav Chia shneim nishbaim v'noit l'vabayis. We had a case before on Daf Gimel, where we have the poyel and we have the chemeni, each one's tining that the chemeni is saying, I paid the poyel for you, Baal Bais. The Baal Bais wanted me to pay the poyel, I did it. The poyel says, I never got it. And they're each going to the Baal Bais to collect the money. They both make a shvua to collect. Here, one of them is a vadai, ganev, ramai, and everything. Neima, migu de chashem, one chashem shvasa. How do you let him make a shvua? Why is it migu de chashem, one chashem shvasa? Migu de chashem. Third, kasha, vasu odom rav sheshes. Shalosh shvuos mashpiyim moisai. Every shomer makes three shvuos. Shvuos shloi pashati ba. Let's say many tainis that it was stolen. Shomachinim tainis was stolen. First of all, I didn't make a pshia. Shvuos shloi shlachta b'yad. I didn't use it. Once I use it, then you chayiv an oinsim if you start using it. And then you chayiv, even if it's stolen, you chayiv an oinsim. Shvuah, and the third Shvuah is Shvuah Shein Vashusi, I don't have it anymore. The same Kasha on Shvuah Shein Vashusi, there doesn't pass to say that Ishtamit. Name a migu the chasha amayin the chasha he's not paying for it. There's no hat the mar hat there. So name a migu the chasha amayin the chasha shvasa. Rashi the kasha on shvusha and b'shusi. So we have three cases here. We don't have a teretz.
Why is it?
Because maybe it's chasha, maybe it's in reshus, and he's keeping it for himself, and he's tining it was a gneva. So here, if a chayshid him, say, hey, make a shua. So we have a kasha, Rav Nachman, we say, make a shua. We have Rav Chia, where both the Chemveni and the Poyal make a shua. And we have a third case here of shua, shen, and b'shusi. And here, it's not paying fit. So you can't say, I'm paying fit, so I'm not even an iser. So here, we have three cases. Name a migu the chasha, and what a chasha vasa. Ella, lo yamrina, migu the chasha, and what a chasha vasa. It must be, you don't say, migu the chasha, and what a chasha vasa. You don't say this, and we say that a shvua is more chamer to a person than mamun. And we're stopping a little bit in the middle of the Gemara. We'll continue tomorrow with the Abaya. But right now, we brought a bunch of rayas, basically three rayas. We tried others, but three rayas that for a person, shvua is more chamer than mamun. And therefore, even though maybe it'll still take mamun, he will not say a shvua shaker.